In Norristown, a judge tomorrow will hold the first hearing about criminal charges against comedian Bill Cosby. With hordes of media descending to cover the case, Norristown's preparing for its moment in the limelight. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has this story from the Montgomery County seat.
Lori Molyneux is single-handedly serving a modest lunch crowd behind the counter at Cezano's, an Italian deli across the street from the Montgomery County Courthouse in Norristown. With the first round in what could be a long case involving celebrity Bill Cosby starting, she says local police told her to expect a crush of customers.
They told us that they expected a lot of people where the media is going to be parked, and about us opening earlier, which we are.
So she's rolling in at 6 instead of 8 a.m. to start pouring coffee and slinging the deli's signature pork sandwiches. Norristown is gearing up for what the Associated Press is calling perhaps the biggest Hollywood celebrity trial of the mobile news era. Richard Wyckoff is the president of the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters.
We hope to minimize our presence, but anytime people see production trucks, it's definitely an attention getter.
With 22 satellite trucks and some 80 broadcast journalists showing up to cover the hearing, that presence will be hard to ignore. But will those extra bodies be a boon or a nuisance to Norristown? Police Lieutenant Todd Dillon is hoping it will help a city where downtown restaurants and businesses can struggle to survive.
If it goes smoothly, then we look good. Then there's some economic development, you know, people coming in using our establishments.
Journalists have to register to attend the hearing, but how many members of the public and protesters will show up is anyone's guess. The other thing is, this hearing could be the beginning of a months or years-long circus. Or it could be a single hectic day. Lawyers for Cosby have asked a judge to dismiss charges on the grounds that a former district attorney promised him immunity.
You know, if a ruling's made in favor of Cosby, there will be no preliminary hearing. My understanding is it'll be done at that point.
Even if the case stays alive, Cosby's lawyers have fired off a bunch of challenges intended to keep the matter from reaching trial. So that could be the difference between a little attention and expense for Norristown and a lot. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.